Supreme Court decision announced today that allows the president to end the Remain in Mexico policy. It wasn't a saying the law or the rules were good or bad. It was just that the president has the right to change them if he chooses. The assumption is they will continue to move forward and do just that. We heard from Sheriff Daniels on Arizona's Morning News. And now we talk with the sheriff of Pinal County, Sheriff Lamb. Sheriff, we appreciate you joining us. I know that you're very busy, so I'll only take up a little of your time. Let's talk about this ruling. What will this do to Pinal County?
Oh, it's going to make a really bad problem even worse. You know, these guys have completely failed the American people on the border stuff. And this was one of the policies. Look, I'll say this, but then I'll also follow it up with something else. This is one of the policies that needed to be in effect so that we can deal with some of these folks claiming asylum. There's so many showing up, and then they're not following the protocols. Well, I also agree that, you know, it's not in the Constitution anywhere, and that's really what the Supreme Court's job is to decide whether this is in the Constitution and give a ruling as it relates to that.
You and I had talked, the last time we talked, there was a story out of your county about a 15-year-old that was in a chase with your deputies, and it ended up that he ended up telling people that he's done this, he'd been caught four times and never prosecuted, never run through the system, and we found out from Brandon Judd that the reason for that is the DOJ isn't prosecuting these kids in these cases. Do you believe you're going to see an uptick in minors being used in this capacity? Are we going to see an uptick in drugs? What are we going to see around in as a result of this?
Well, I think to preface your question, first and foremost, it's already out of control. So when you're talking uptick, you're basically saying, hey, is it going to go from, you know, being a race car in the red to even more red? And that's really what it is. It's a mess right now. And if we remove this, it's only going to get worse. It's going to only get worse. And so we have to do something. I mean, if this administration is going to continue to just not enforce any policies, and now we're going to lose the Remain in Mexico and other things, this is only going to just it's only going to invite more young people to get involved in this type of behavior.
And the other thing we talked about last time was the treacherous journey that this is and the amount of first aid that your deputies have to render. We are going to see deaths go up.
No question. I saw something the other day in an article, and I haven't confirmed it, but the article said that there was over 14,000 search and rescue missions conducted by the Border Patrol already. I know we spend the majority of our time in our summer saving people that the cartels have left behind or left for dead in the deserts, whether they were hurt or lost or injured, you know, whatever it is, we're then tasked with going and finding these people and saving them. And this is only going to increase as well. I mean, it's just, we're all tasked to the max right now.
Sheriff Daniels told Arizona's Morning News that this is the first administration that doesn't work with border sheriffs at all, doesn't work with them at on any level. Is that the same with you in Pinal County?
Yeah, I mean, we have a good working relationship with the line level troops of the Border Patrol, but we don't have the same relationship with the administration. The administration basically abandoned us. Once they took office, we never heard from them again.
So what's the answer? I mean, you are going to be dealing with this problem. We are talking about what's coming, but what is your agency prepared to do? Do you have the manpower? Are you prepared to handle this? What should the people in your county expect?
I don't know how you can be prepared to handle 10,000 people crossing the border every day, which are the current numbers, more or less. You're between about 7,000 and 10,000 people. It's only going to get worse. And I don't know. I mean, who can handle that? We're certainly not equipped for it. You know, Border Patrol's not equipped for it. They're spending all their time doing babysitting at this point.
Yeah, and you said that you have a great working relationship with the field level people from the federal government, whether it's Border Patrol or ICE. What are they saying? Do you have conversations with the boots on the ground? What are they saying about leadership in these rules?
You know, they don't say much. These guys are professionals, and I respect that about them. On the down low, they're not happy. They're not happy with this administration, you know, but they're troopers. They're just going to continue to show up, do their job, have a good attitude, and I can appreciate that. But there's some frustration there, but for the most part, these guys are pros, and they go out and do their job.
Will this change your approach to how many people you are going to put, at the southern part of your county, or are you just don't have the equipment and the ability to do that?
You know, Mike, I wish I could tell the people that I had more equipment to apply to it, but I just don't. Like, I probably won't be able to change much of what I'm currently doing. I'm helping as much as I can with my aviation unit, with my canines or full-time interdictors on the highways. I'm using them as much as I can, and we're trying to do the best we can. I just cannot. My responsibility is still to my county, and I have to make sure that we're responding to those calls and giving people the best service we can, and we do what we can to help Border Patrol and our federal partners achieve their mission when they want help. Unfortunately, you know, Washington, D.C. and this administration under Biden, they don't want our help.
Sheriff, I always appreciate the time. I can hear the frustration in your voice. I appreciate you talking with us, and I hope you'll come back on as this moves forward and give us an update on what those numbers really look like.
My pleasure, and thank you for talking about it, bringing it to light, and obviously educating your listeners on what the reality of this crazy crap we're dealing with is.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you again. That is Sheriff Mark Lamb from Pinal County, Arizona. Frustration from the border sheriffs, and technically not a border sheriff in that sense, which we've talked about before, but because they border tribal land that straddles the southern border of the United States, there is a lot of traffic through Pinal County. They are dealing with this on a daily basis. We've had updates about Yuma, and we talked with one of their supervisors weeks ago about the uptick in people that are crossing in Yuma. The people that are crossing in Yuma County, and in Yuma are people that are from all over the world. They said they were from Chechnya. They have people that from Russia. They had people from Ukraine. They had people crossing, not just people from, you know, from Mexico or Central America. We have seen it does strain the resources that are meant for the citizens there. The other part of this is the humanity of it, the human life part of this. It's never lost on me. It's never lost on any of us that what is happening is the cartels are using and abusing the people that they are bringing across. These are not people that are dealing with honesty. They're dealing with criminals. They are dealing with deadly criminals. And more lives are going to be lost because of this. It is not a humane way to treat people.